Yeah, things went back downhill pretty quick. I started having problems, and I was in and out of the hospital. I had some TIAs. I don't know if that helped trigger the whole thing. The TIAs are like little mini strokes. They're temporary blockages, like blood clots is what they figured they were. And they put me on anticoagulants and stuff. But that didn't work too good with me because I started taking a whole bottle. Whole bottles of anticoagulants don't work too good. But I was in and out of the hospital more than that. And I got divorced from my kid's mother. So I was a single father of two kids working 50, 60 hours a week at the plant. So it was, and it just like everything unraveled then. I mean, up until then I was able to pretty much deal with it, I guess. But things went to part. I was a short-term hospital there, in and out all the time. And they did shock treatments, and that didn't help either. And then they sent me to a long-term hospital, which was about 100 miles away. And then from there, they had me court-ordered to the state hospital, which I spent almost 5 years in the state hospital before they let me out. And then they sent me back up here to Ohio. I didn't want to come back to Ohio. I was in Florida at the time. They sent me back up here to Ohio, but I had to go where there was someone. My parents were up here in Ohio still. So, yes, I ended up back in Ohio. And they put me in a Cauga Valley, which is a daycare center that they used to have here until they closed it down. I got out of the state hospital. I was worse than I was before I went in. All I could do was sit and rock in a chair is about all it was. And I think it was probably just over medication, you know. So it took me a while till I found a doctor that started really working with me and a therapist to give me medication straightened out so I wasn't over-medicated or under-medicated and get it at the right level to where I could start functioning. I went back to school and got my degree in accounting. And then, of course, I still couldn't find any work. Like I said, I went to BVR like 3 times trying to get something to there, and it just one of them things that wasn't working for me. It's real hard for consumers a lot of times to find work. I mean, you don't have to disclose it, but that big gap of history is usually a big downfall for anybody, not just consumers, but they have their ways of figuring out there was something wrong with you is why you weren't working. So, like I said, then I found choices and all that, and that got me back on track working and stuff, and has been one of the best things for me is working. I haven't been in a hospital since I started working at Choices.